confirmed the telephone number is active and has been since the 2nd of November. So 2 weeks ago, exactly 2 weeks ago from today, it's been active. Okay. So at this point in time, if they're having issues, there's not much we can do. It'd be something on their end.
Okay. Okay, well, no, okay, I'm glad I did it. Well, thank you very much, because the people, incidentally, about, she picked up the box down at the local office here, and when we decided to try to get it switched over to the cell phone, she talked to the people down there, and they said, don't return it until you get this number switched over,
One thing here, I'm going to try calling your home phone, and I appreciate that information as well, too. I apologize that this has been kind of frustrating and confusing. Give me just a minute. I'm going to try to call the home phone number and see if it just takes me to voicemail really quick, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Not a problem. One moment, okay? Yeah, so when I call it, it goes right to voicemail. So that's telling me it is active. We just have to hook it up to a modem, which you don't want to do, you know. But in your case, yeah, it's definitely active. So at this point, something on track phone.
Okay,
track
phone. My wife does this, and she believes the people she talks to. Okay. I don't necessarily believe. No, as a matter of fact, on track phone here, since you're into the phone business, we went over to Austin on the 20th, and my cell phone, it was a track phone, Android 6. It quit working in Brady, Texas. Man, it was dead.
Oh, really?
And so if you're on a trip and your cell phone goes dead, it's bad news. And so that was on the 22nd. On the 23rd, I went down to Best Buy and bought a Samsung Android 11 phone. Our son is an electrical engineer and worked for Motorola cell phones in Chicago. And so he took the one that was dead, took the SIM out of it and put the SIM into the new phone from Best Buy, okay, the A11. Okay, and next morning, hey, everything's working fine. Okay, you know, it even brought over the contacts. Okay, which surprised me, because that meant to me that the contacts were stored in the SIM card. Well, when I got back to Albuquerque, I pulled the battery out of the dead phone and put a replacement in. It was a battery, and not the cell phone. Okay, and so at that time, I decided, I'm going to activate this as a backup phone for the one I purchased in things. So I took out a 60-minute card, added it onto it. Then the one I bought in Austin stopped working. And I looked at the account.
Oh, really?
Okay. I looked at the accounts, and here we have two cell phones with the same number, and both of them said inactive. And so here I can't make any phone calls again. But I did take it with my wife and talk to, use her phone and talk to, or better yet, I didn't do that. I had a chat with Adara at track phone. She says, it's inactive. And I said, well, look, I paid for it and all this. And so she got on, changed the number of it, and that was on a Friday night. On Saturday morning, hey, it's working. And that Saturday was my 14th day.
Oh, really?
I could have returned it to Best Buy. And so it's all working. But now what has happened is I try to look at my account, and it says inactive on both phones. And so it took over three.
Oh, interesting.
Okay, no, this is gets more. It took over 3 hours with on a chat with a guy from TrackPhone to get the thing fixed. They had a software bug, and here's what it did. When I entered the 60 Minutes cards on the old Android 6, it put the it added the minutes on to the one I purchased in Austin. And the reason I could see that is when it started working, it was working first, I added another gigabyte worth of data on it. And so I saw the 1 gigabyte data because it didn't transfer any data over when I used the thing. Well, then when this guy got the account working, look at it, I had over 1 gigabyte. And that told me immediately what happened. Then I talked to some lady in India. And she said, yeah, the other one doesn't have anything. And she kept saying this. And I said, well, look what I did. Oh, I see what happened. And so what she did is gave it a new number. And I gave her the credit card number. And now a very good plan. Now both of them are working. But that was over 3 hours with this guy. Let me do this. Let me do this. Take out the SIM card. Take out the SDHC card. Read the SIM, you know. Well.
Wow, that's crazy.
Okay. Well, hey, thank you very much for your help, and I will then chat with
you. Yeah, absolutely.
It was very interesting to talk to you, but thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate your patience. And also, I did want to go ahead here, wish you a safe and healthy rest of the year and to you and your family.
Well,
appreciate your patience as well, too.
Thank you. We've been a very satisfying Comcast customer for many, many years, you know. And so,
at this address, it looks like you've been with us at least 6 years, but I'm guessing you've probably been with us even longer than
that.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. But, okay, thank you very much, and very nice to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. And I did want to go ahead and let you know I appreciate you being with us as long as you have been. Just because without you, we wouldn't have a company and I wouldn't have a job either. So
right.
I do appreciate that.
Right. Well, thank you. And I'll chat with the TrackPhone now.
Okay. Sounds good.
Good. Well, bye now.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Are you here?
Yeah.
Had a real good guy I just talked to, okay, from Xfinity. And he went over and he says, hey, it's active. What are they saying to you? And he said, let me do one thing. I'm going to phone it, your number, okay?
Uh-huh.
The 505?
Yeah.
He said the message service picked up. It answered. It said, it's active.
Okay.
We're getting crap out of the guy or whoever it was from
TrackPhone.
From TrackPhone. And